Live Wired, the inside story of the ever-changing brain. Written by David Eagleman and read by the author. Imagine this. Instead of sending a 400-pound rover vehicle to Mars, we merely shoot over to the planet a single sphere, one that can fit on the end of a pin. Using energy from sources around it, the sphere divides itself into a diversified army of similar spheres. The spheres hang on to each other and sprout features: wheels, lenses, temperature sensors, and a full internal guidance system. You'd be gobsmacked to watch such a system discharge itself. But you only need to go to any nursery to see this unpacking in action. You'll see wailing babies who began as a single microscopic fertilized egg and are now in the process of emancipating themselves into enormous humans, replete with photon detectors, multi-jointed appendages, pressure sensors, blood pumps, and machinery for metabolizing power from all around them. But this isn't even the best part about humans. There's something more astonishing. Our machinery isn't fully pre-programmed, but instead shapes itself by interacting with the world. As we grow, we constantly rewrite our brain circuitry to tackle challenges, leverage opportunities, and understand the social structures around us. Our species has successfully taken over every corner of the globe because we represent the highest expression of a trick that Mother Nature discovered. Don't entirely pre-script the brain. Instead, just set it up with the basic building blocks and get it into the world. The bawling baby eventually stops crying, looks around, and absorbs the world around it. It molds itself to the surroundings. It soaks up everything from local language to broader culture to global politics. It carries forward the beliefs and biases of those who raise it. Every fond memory it possesses, every lesson it learns, every drop of information it drinks, all these fashion its circuits to develop something that was never pre-planned, but instead reflects the world around it. This book will show how our brains incessantly reconfigure their own wiring and what that means for our lives and our futures. Along the way, we'll find our story illuminated by many questions. Why did people in the 1980s, and only in the 1980s, see book pages as slightly red? Why is the world's best archer armless? Why do we dream each night? And what does that have to do with the rotation of the planet? What does drug withdrawal have in common with a broken heart? Why is the enemy of memory not time, but other memories? How can a blind person learn to see with her tongue? Or a deaf person learn to hear with his skin? Might we someday be able to read the rough details of someone's life from the microscopic structure etched in their forest of brain cells?